We're in D.C. this morning and on the campus of UDC. The guy right here with the crown on, the gold crown, is Raheem Devon. He's from Washington, D.C. Okay, Raheem, why the crown?
Man,
I'm the love king, man.
He's the love king, man.
We live in a day and time where you shouldn't have to camouflage who you are. Yeah. You know?
Right. Crown yourself. That's right, man.
So you are the love king.
And everybody falls in suit, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird because up until about a week ago, I decided I'm just going to wear my crowns wherever I go, you know? And they treat you different, though. It's the weirdest thing
we
ever.
We got to get how, one, man.
How do they treat you, man?
I get all different kinds of, you know, they ask, is it your birthday? Are you getting married? or what's the purpose of that?
And what were white people, how do they treat you? They go all out, don't they?
Man.
When they see this gold crown.
When they see a brother in a crown.
And you say, I'm the love king. And they say,
I have all different
what country
colors.
Is that from?
You have different colors?
Usually I don't even have to say anything. Somebody interjects in the conversation and says, you don't know, this is the love king.
And the new album is Love, Sex, and Passion.
The current album. He's already working on another one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When we talked to him when he did the in-studio jam, Raheem Devon says he writes a song a day.
I try to.
A whole song a day. And Love, Sex, and Passion is the latest. The new single is Temperatures Rising. A salute to R. Kelly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's really more so a salute to the 90s and the culture of the 90s and the R&B. I feel like that was some of the best time for music. And I mean, to this day, you know, if you have an iTunes playlist, Slow Jam, you know, Slow Jam tape for everybody, you know, all my HBCU goers, you know, out there. You gotta have something from the Kells catalog, just like, you know.
And
now,
12 play, I agree with you, it's his greatest.
You know, and just like, so like, you know, just like then, now, if you make a Slow Jam tape, you gotta have something from my catalog. You know
all right, saying? All right. Yeah.
You got that baby making, earth shaking, gyrating, no AC with the windows down type of love.
With no windows up, man.
My body's yearning for you, baby.
Did you get permission from R. Kelly to do Seems Like You're Ready?
He officially owns a very large percentage of this record. I didn't want to say how much, man, but it's worth it, though. I'm going to get it back on the road. Know that. And knowing him, once he hear it, he going to jump on it and remix it. You know, once it blow up, man, because it's going to be one of the hottest records
of
the summer.
But you didn't want any issues, no problems.
You don't want no problems.
You're trying to Robin Thicken.
It's better just in the beginning to just, you know.
See, Robin?
It's one of those things. I took a hotline, made a hot song. You say salute and work out the business.
What was your reaction when he told you what the percentage of the song's profits?
Well, we didn't talk personally, but you know when the lawyers came back with it, I was just like, kind of, you know, it is. I mean, I kind of, it could be worse. You know,
could be in court, right?
So you got some of the older cats, like you go, you know, you sample that work or do interpretations of that work, and they want the whole thing, you know.
So yeah,
it depends, you know.
Yeah, well. Okay.
You're doing good things out there, Raheem. And about 10 days ago, you had your birthday, and you made an announcement on what you're doing for the students at the school.
Oh, yeah. For all parents, teachers, and students tuning in right now, on behalf of my foundation, the Love Life Foundation, I just launched the textbook scholarship fund. This is the first year annually. So what we're doing, we're giving students up until June 1st to write essays. And you know, we picked three different topics, and this is for seniors that are graduating this year, you know, going to college next year. I'm going to be paying for their books and their books and supplies for the whole year.
I like that.
We're picking three students, one from Virginia, one from the District of Columbia, and one from Maryland.
Nice.
You must have gone to UDC the way you giving back.
I mean,
where'd you go?
I actually went to Coppin State for a few
semesters. Okay, there you go. That's where that giving back comes from, that HBCU give back.
I mean, definitely. So, you know, this is something I'm going to be doing annually, you know, in hopes that, one day I can actually you know, pay for somebody's full ride, you know?
All right. Nice. All right. Well, I like that. Man. I like that.
And when you coming out with a line of crowns, man?
Oh, they're coming soon. They're coming soon. We're working on it.
I like it, man.
But he does the... He does the...
He's sporting that crown, man.
And he does it for the ladies.
I got different colors, too.